is King of all.
That was good. I didn't know we'd do that. That was fantastic. But we've not sung it in the 6 years I've been here, and that was great. So that was great. Isn't that crazy? That was great. What? I'll remember it. And my mind is perfect. Our reading this evening is from John chapter 6. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day." So the Jews grumbled about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear Saints, your Jesus has profound promises for you right now in your presence. They were all over the place in our text. Whoever comes to me shall neither hunger or thirst. If anyone comes to me, I will never cast them out. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And I will raise you up on the last day. These are profound promises because you have come here. And Jesus is here, and he gives you words of eternal life, He is the living bread, and the bread that he gives for the life of the world is his flesh. These are amazing promises, comforting promises for you and in your presence, because you have come to Jesus. Now, why can you come to Jesus? You know, there's parts of this text that could make it seem like our Lord is inviting you. Come to Jesus. You know, I'm going to do 90%, but all you have to do is come to me. You got to do the 10%. I'm going to build a bridge halfway through, and if you can build that other one, these profound promises are for you. But that is not the complete truth of it. Jesus has done everything, and he is completely accessible to you. You can only come to Jesus because Jesus has come all the way down to you. So the rest of the text says, Jesus, I am the bread that has come down from heaven. Now, how do the Jews react? Because this is a very helpful thing for us to consider, and especially because we're going to be considering in just a little bit the ways that our Lord Jesus still comes to us. How do the Jews react that are listening to him? They grumble. And what do they grumble at? They say,
I don't know if he's the Son of God. I mean, how can he say?
These are crazy statements. Live forever? The bread from heaven? Crazy statements. Is this not Jesus? Is this not Mary and Joseph's son? No, we know him. He came just right across the street. He grew up with us. He is very familiar to them. They know him. They know his family. And here he is making these profound promises, and they don't believe him because he's so familiar. And a lot of times, because our Lord comes in the familiar, he comes in very rejectable ways. Easy to despise, easy to reject. So how does our Lord still come? He comes in his word, the Bible. He comes in church. Very rejectable things. You can pick up a Bible, you could put it down. You could ignore the Bible. It's all over the internet. You could also just not do anything with it. Church is on the decline. Church attendance is on the decline in America. So many, many people are despising the gift it is to come into our Lord's presence. Our Lord comes with his body and with his blood in bread and wine. Very easy things to despise. These are not fancy things, right? But when our Lord comes with these things, he comes with the promise that he'll raise you up on the last day. He comes with the promise that every time you come to him, he will never cast you out. That is an amazing promise, isn't it? What could be the reasons that your Jesus would cast you out? You messed up again.
We don't believe him.
You didn't believe me again. You got anxious again. You got worried again. You didn't do the right thing again. You said the wrong thing again. You didn't believe in me again, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at the water.
That's right.
Peter.
That's right. Right? Peter walking on water. He was good for a little while, and then he looked up at the storm and started to sink. Yeah. Peter's a fantastic example in all circumstances. So bold, and then he messes up almost right afterwards, too. He's us. He's a fantastic example for us. But your Jesus, you, in your weak, and in your sin, and in your fears, and your misplaced trusts, and your worries, and in your anxieties, and all the messed up things that you have going on in your life, Jesus promises you, whoever comes to me, I will never, never cast out. And not only won't he cast you out, he brings you into himself, and promises you that you will live forever. The bread of life that comes down from heaven. So I gave you these verses to meditate on in your half sheet or your full sheet, so that we're never tempted to think that we can come to Jesus, but that in fact it is Jesus who draws us. Jesus will say, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." So there's this language of coming to Jesus, but then John also has the language of drawing people to Jesus, dragging people to Jesus. This is also in the reading that we had, John chapter 6, verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. And a little bit of a different thing for our meditate this evening. I gave you a quote from C.F.W. Walther. C.F.W. Walther is the first president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Really important guy. Really goofy looking guy, too. I'll have to show you a picture of him sometime, too. But he says this. But does not the gospel demand faith? You know, so he begins the question, doesn't the gospel demand faith? Doesn't it demand that you believe, that you believe, that you come? Doesn't it demand these things? And he says, yes. That, however, is just the same kind of command as when you say to a hungry person, come, sit down at my table and eat. And the hungry person will not reply, I don't take orders from you. No, he will understand and accept your words as a kind invitation. That is what the gospel is, a kind invitation to partake of heavenly blessings. So for the Christian, if Jesus promises that he is the bread of life, then the proper response for the Christian is, then I'm hungry. If Jesus wants to give me forgiveness, then I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. If Jesus wants to give me life, then I am dying and I need his life. If Jesus wants to give me peace, then I am anxious and worried and fearful, and I am hungry for what he wants to give me. Wonderful, wonderful text that we have, John chapter 6. Anything else stick out for you? There's lots of things that happen. I only picked the thing that came up over and over again, and that was that word, come.
I'd just like to add that we have, well, with God's grace, we are able to come.
Yeah.
Not on our own or whatever, but it really all depends on God.
It does.
He wants you. He'll accept you, yeah. You know, but this heart, you know, you gotta be right, you know, the heart, and like I say, it's really up to God's grace. You know, he's good, he will bring it, but that is also a promise that if I come, I won't be cast out.
And you're not gonna ever be cast out.
Right.
Yeah. So for the Christian, the Christian then has a conscious choice to put themselves in the place where Jesus promises to come and bless. You know, go to church, say the Lord's Prayer, bless yourself in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit every morning, every evening. Sing the Christian songs, go receive the Lord's Supper. You know, these are places where you will be blessed. And the Christian, in some extent, some fashion, can choose to put themselves in those places where they are blessed. Where would you be without those things? It's a hard enough life with them. It's a hard enough life with them. It's an even harder life without them. Anything else? Good. Next week, we'll again look at John chapter 6. We looked at it last week, we looked at it this week, and we look at it one more week too. And it's always good to get reminded of the context that Jesus had just got done feeding 5,000 before he begins his discourse of I am the bread of life. So it begins with 5,000. And you remember from last week, how does it end? After Jesus gets done preaching the sermon, I am the bread of life. Who are you, Jesus? Aren't you not Mary and Joseph's son? How long? So it begins with 5,000 and it ends with how many? 12. 12. How many people walked away? Right? Yeah. 4,888. Did I get it right? Is that right? 988. There we go. I'm a pastor. I'm not a math major. Yeah. But that's a lot. That's a lot, too. But what does Peter say? Peter says, Alleluia. To whom shall I go? Peter, do you want to walk away, too? Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. All right. Well, let's rise and pray.
Have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, O Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, your blessed Son came down from heaven to be the true bread that gives life to the world. Grant that Christ, the bread of life, may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious Jesus, you have promised, whoever comes to you, you will never cast out. So now we come to you with access to you through your blood and death and resurrection and ascension. And we commend fellow Christians, brothers and sisters. We commend our government and those in authority that we ask that you bless them. We commend our schools and teachers. We commend all who work, who have daily vocations, especially whose work life is very difficult. We ask that you bless all mothers and fathers and grandmas and grandpas and all who care for children, especially the young ones, that you would strengthen the bond between fathers and mothers and children between fathers and mothers. We thank you for each and every precious soul and body here present, and ask that you bless and sustain them. And hear us now as we pray for those that we now name with hearts and with voices. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. I pray that you would forgive me all my sins, where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.